the 40-yard line, and that is where Wes Marshall is going to take it and start this ball game, Mike. And you have to want the defense to make a stand right here, right away.
Yes, you do, Pat. Coming off the loss they had last week at Pleasantville, they really need to get something established on defense, you know, against the run in the pass. You know, just push them back down the field and say, hey, you're not going to do that here on our field.
Parker Hulbert, the sophomore quarterback, is in shotgun formation. He's got two receivers over here on the left, one on the right. He takes the snap, drops back, looking to fire. He's under pressure, and down he goes. There's a sack on the first play of the game. Good job. And in there is Kopke, number 66. He kept battling, and was able to make that tackle for loss. A sack on the play down to the 30.
Big way to start the game. Big defensive play there.
10-yard loss on the play. Second down coming up, as that was more of a coverage sack. He had some time, and then he had to eat the ball. All right. Passing formation again for the Trojans from the shotgun formation. Two receivers to the right. Looking at the set. Takes the snap, rolls to his right, under pressure again, and he's scrambling now, and down he goes again. Two tackles for loss immediately, and that's the freshman, Ryan Adams.
Nice play, Ryan. He did a very good job of pursuing him from his spot on the defensive line, and did a real nice job of running him down.
All right, a big third down for the Trojans. They've got 19 to go from the 30-yard line of their own. Rocket defense needs to make a play here once again. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Shotgun formation coming up for Hulbert.
Big thing here is we need to make sure we keep them in front of our defensive backs here and not letting them get behind them.
There's the snap, there's the rush, and down he goes! Number 50, Austin Gray with a sack back to the 21-yard line. An excellent job of defense on that series, Michael Lane.
Awesome. You couldn't ask for a better start defensively here. That's got to be what Coach Barrage has got to be elated, jumping for joy down there.
Absolutely. A big sack by Kopke. A tackle at the line of scrimmage by Ryan Adams. And then another sack by Austin Gray. He was on a linebacker blitz and made that count. There's the stamp on the punt, the step and the kick. It's a low light driver. It's going to bounce, and it might not even get past the 50. No, the Rockets are going to have the ball inside Trojan territory at the 46-yard line, Mike.
That's a great field position to start off our first drive of the night. Let's make sure we can do something positive with it, take it right down the field.
Well, you know, the Rockets' bread and butter is going to be the ground and pound. Senior Trey Van Dorn is going to carry the mail, and you can bet right away that the Rockets are going to test that defensive line of the Trojans. Adams, under center, takes a snap. Actually, it was Boyer, and he was tackled for a loss. Boyer was taking that snap there, and he hands off to Van Dorn, and he lost 1 or 2 yards on the play, so the Trojans did a little film scouting as well on their part.
Yeah, they did a nice job there. They didn't let our play develop very well. They had very good penetration on that.
All right, second and about 12 from the 47-yard line. Boyer takes a snap, give it to Van Dorn straight up the field, and he gets some of that yardage back up to the 44-yard line. It's going to be a big third down play now for the Rocket attack. I was going to say, across the way, the yards marker was off a yard. He was looking into the sun and had a little bit of a problem there. And now they got it right. Third and about 8 or 9. Take your pick here at the start. Pitch to Van Dorn, looking to throw, and he's under pressure, and he'll take a loss, as number 45 came from his linebacker position. Jared Johnson, the senior, snuffed that out, and it's a loss on the play back to the midfield stripe, Mike.
Yeah, didn't need that on this opening possession. That was a nice play by their linebacker. They pursued very well, and Trey just didn't have anybody to open to throw it to.
Yeah, it definitely was a tailback or a halfback throw, as Ryan Adams now is in punt formation. There's the snap, the step and the kick. He gets it away, end over end. It's coming towards out of bounds, and it is out of bounds at the 20-yard line. That's a Harris Ag Service punt. Luke Harris, your local Channel C dealer, and Credson, soybeans with the Liberty Link trace to kill those herbicides that are coming resistant to Roundup spray, as well as custom chemical spraying and fertilizer application. Fall is here. Try Harris Ag Service for your fertilizer needs for next year. Call Luke to get your soil analysis done today, 641-799-8640. So a couple of stout defensive plays here, and the Trojans had the ball for their second time at the 25-yard line. Shotgun formation, they handed off, the ball's on the ground. It's still on the ground, there's fighting for it, and it's going to be Trojan ball yet. So there's another loss of about 2 yards, and the Rocket defense almost had a golden opportunity there, Michael.
Yeah, I just couldn't quite come up with it. The quarterback handed the ball off to the running back, and he didn't quite get the handle of it all the way and put it on the ground, and he was fortunate he was able to get it back.
All right. Parker Hulbert sends his troops out. He's got one left, one right, two guys in the backfield with him. There's the snap. Toss, sweep to the right side. He's got some room, but nice play over there on the side there. Who is that? Jake Taylor with the tackle. Nice job by him. That's Gabe Larkin. Good job by the freshman out of Chillicothe to make that play. He fought off his block, and he was able to take down the runner.
That Gabe did a really nice job there. Looks like West Marshall's kind of going with the hurry-up offense here. They're not wasting a whole lot of time getting the ball back to the line of scrimmage.
Third down, 13 to go from the 22-yard line. No score here at Ikron Field. Hulbert in the shotgun formation takes the snap, drops back, throws a quick one, and it's overshoots his man at the 35-yard line. That was intended for Coverley, and it's no good. Incomplete. That'll stop the clock, and we'll bring up fourth down and another Harris Ag Service punt.
West Marshall was very fortunate on that. The ball was overthrown a little bit, and Dylan Howard was pretty good position to get, but he was playing the offensive player instead of the ball.
There's the snap, the step, and the kick. It's a little bit better end over end, but it might not go over to the Rocket territory. Now it gets a Trojan roll, and it does go into Rocket territory at the 48-yard line. But honestly, Coach Lane, you can't be too worried about the field position thus far in the game for the Rockets.
No, we've had very good field position. It's on our own 48 this time. The last time we had it on their 46. So, we need to do something with it.
No doubt about that. As the Rockets come out, Treg Van Dorn coming in. He's the last man to come in from the sideline here. Ryan Adams back at the quarterback position. Three receivers to the left. In fact, Craig Van Dorn is actually in the shotgun position. And he takes the ball, and he's stuffed. They just caved in on the line. The line had the blockage break down very, very quickly. And Van Dorn is stopped for a loss of about 5 on that play.
Yeah, we didn't. Their defensive line came right through our offensive line that time. I'm not sure if we missed the assignment on that play or what happened on that one.
Well, I think they know who's going to be taking care of most of the ball, and they key in on Van Dorn. And he takes this snap, runs over there on the right side. He gets some running room and gets up past the midfield stripe to about the 49-yard line of Wes Marshall, but it's going to be short of the first down. Third down coming up, and about 7 yards to go for a first down. Let's see what happens here. It looked like he had the option to throw, but he just tucked it up and went ahead and turned it up the field.
Yeah, I'm sure later on in the game tonight we'll see him throw a couple passes out of that formation.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left on this formation. Shotgun snap to Van Dorn. Thought about throwing it, tucks it up under, and he gets nowhere. Right at the line of the scrimmage, he is cut down, and it'll be fourth down for the Rockets.
I'm not sure what's going on out there, but their defensive line is doing a very good job of standing our offensive line up and pursuing the ball. We're just not firing off our blocks very well right now.
All right. Fourth down and about 7 from the 48-yard line of the Trojans here. Second possession for the Rockets. No score. 0-0 here in the first quarter with 5:50 and counting here in the first quarter here at Ike Ryan. Ryan Adams back to punt for another Harris Ag Service punt. There's the snap, the step and the kick, and he pulls it under. He's running for his life over here at the 50, the 45, and he makes it. He makes it. What a good effort by Ryan Adams as he got hit in the head. It looked like he got speared, but he went ahead and kept plugging forward for the first down of the night, and that is a Bullheisen chiropractic first down for the Rockets.
He got hit really hard on that play, about two and a half yards short of the first down, and he just kept his balance and fell forward. Did a nice job of picking up the first down.
What a gutsy play by the coaching staff there. Full house backfield now for the Rockets. Turn and give it to Van Dorn. He almost tries to get away from the tackler and gains about 2 yards. A nice play there by the cornerback for the Trojans, 21, Ross Randall. The junior was able to slice and dice his way in and cut him down with a shoestring tackle. Second down and 8 coming up. Rockets again, full house backfield. Boyer taking the snaps. Turns, gives it the number 23 there. I think that's Moore, and he gets nowhere again. The ground game is non-existent here in the early going as the Trojans are able to stack that line and get that penetration they need to stop the run.
Yeah, they've done a good job of scouting us right now because they're playing the run all the way, and they're doing a very good job of stopping us.
Well, I think they've got a little bit of revenge on mine because last year the Rockets were able to spank them up there at State Center, and they took no prisoners, racking up 36 points, and tonight it's a different situation. As Boyer throws it up into the air, it's intended for Andrew Wright, and he's not able to make the play, and it's one of those situations where you think, holy cow, what the heck is going on there? He threw it up into the air. It went basically straight into the air. There was no arc to it whatsoever, but Andrew Wright could not come down with it.
Yeah, that was a really tough catch for Andrew to make that on that. He would have had a defender right on him, and he had to jump to try and get it, and it just didn't work out very well.
Fourth and 8 from the 39-yard line. Ryan Adams, punt formation. Now he steps, and he does kick. Line drive, and it'll roll into the end zone. That's another Harris Ag Service punt there for the Rockets, and the Trojans will take over from the 20-yard line. You hate to see a wasted opportunity go there, Coach, but it happens.
Yeah, but we've had really good field position the first few times we've had the ball and just haven't been able to get anything established.
All right, this will be Wes Marshall's third possession here in a very quick-moving first quarter. Kurt spreads out his receivers, one to the left, two to the right, in the shotgun formation. He takes the snap. He'll roll to his right, and he's got some room on the outside there. He makes one guy miss. He's got some open room. Dylan Howard better make a stop, and he does. Dylan Howard, the safety, is able to bring him down at the 48-yard line.
Nice run to the outside by the quarterback for Wes Marshall. He did a nice job of getting outside the containment and made a nice play out of it.
First down from the 46-yard line comes the Trojans there. That's their first down of the night. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. There's a snap to give up the middle, and he is finally brought down, number 45. That's Johnson, and he gained some decent yardage on first down. Gets into Rocket territory at the 48-yard line.
Big, strong running back for Wes Marshall there, Johnson. Just went right straight up the middle, kept both arms around the ball, and took no prisoners on that one.
All right, second down and about 3 for the Rockets. Shotgun formation again. Holbert takes the snap, looks to throw. He's under duress. He tucks it under, runs up the field, and gets hit hard by one of the Rocket linebackers there. Who was that?
Trigg
Van Dorn says, hello. You're not going to get too much farther as he got to about the 46-yard line. It'll be a big fourth down coming up here actually, third down and 3 yards to go.
Yeah, they don't waste. Wes Marshall doesn't waste much time getting up to the line of scrimmage and calling their play. And our defenders need to be ready and back their positions.
Two receivers to the left. I formation with the quarterback. he hands off to Johnson, and he gets the first down and more. He's still on his feet inside the 40 to about the 35, and that'll be a first down for the Trojans here. Johnson's been the go-to guy for the Trojans. A senior has been able to carry the load when they needed it the most.
And he's done a nice job on those last two or three plays that he's run. Very strong, straight-ahead runner.
All right, same formation. There's the snap. Another give to Johnson. He tries the right side. He's got some more running room. He got about 9 yards and finally cut down there. It looked like Van Dorn again over there.
I think maybe Jake Taylor.
And Jake Taylor, good job. About 8 yards on the gain, though. Second and two, and the offensive machine of the Trojans is starting to click a little bit here on their third possession of the first quarter. Buck 55 left in the first quarter. No score, 0-0. Two receivers to the left. I formation with the quarterback in the shotgun. There's the snap. Quick toss to the tight end. It's a caught. Heck of a tackle there by number 32. That was Taylor. Another first down and an excellent job of executing the play on the play fake and got the tight end open across the middle.
It's a nice little quick pass there right over the middle of the field.
All right. The Trojans are in the Riverside Auto Zone, Auto Supply Zone for the first time tonight. There's the snap. The give is to number 18. He tries the right side. Nice job of tackling over there by the Rockets. That's Josh Larson. Takes it over on the right side, and he gets to about the 5 yard line. Make it the 6 for the Trojans. Second and goal coming up for Wes Marshall. A minute even on the clock here in the first quarter. No score, but the Trojans are threatening. Hulbert in the shotgun formation takes the snap, rolls to his right. Cuts it back upfield, and he got hit hard. The ball is loose. The ball is loose on the ground. And the Trojans come up with it. Oh, a huge opportunity, Mike Lane, for the Rockets to come up with that ball.
Well, we just couldn't quite get a hand on it there. We had a couple guys reaching out for it, trying to pull it back in. We just couldn't get it. Wes Marshall's player got it pulled back before we could get it.
Third and goal from the 8 yard line. Under 30 seconds on the clock. Trojans are up to the line of scrimmage, but they're looking over to the sideline, getting their signals from the coaching staff.
Timeout, Pat.
And,
well, maybe they're
going to wind the clock now.
Yeah, officials stopped the clock for a second for some reason.
All right, Hulbert from the shotgun. I formation, two receivers to the left. There's the snap. He looks to throw, looking. Now he's under duress. He throws the ball with his right hand, and it's incomplete, batted down nicely by Dylan Howard in the end zone. Excellent job by the sophomore safety to knock that ball away.
Nice play by Dylan down there, knocking it away, keeping them from getting the touchdown.
5 seconds on the clock. It's fourth down here, and you know that this is going to be a pretty big play. This could be a key play of the game thus far, keeping the Trojans out of the end zone here.
Yeah, this would be a big stop for us defensively if we can keep them out of the end zone.
From the 8 yard line, one receiver to the left, one formation with the quarterback in the shotgun. There's the snap. He looks to throw a quick slant, and he hits his man. A beautiful pass in the end zone to number 5, and the Trojans are on the board with an 8 yard pass right at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, that's a tough one to have to take right there. A nice move by the receiver there. He made a nice little juke move to the outside and then cut it back inside. Made a nice catch.
And Hulbert had time to make that throw.
Yeah, this is one of the first times he's actually had time to throw the ball.
All right, they're going to go for two. They got two receivers left, two to the right. Johnson in the backfield with the quarterback, Hulbert. Hulbert, back to throw, and down he goes, and there's a huge sack by number 66, Kopke, the senior out of Ottumwa, Iowa. Nice job by him, and the Rockets will receive that kick. The score remains 6-0 the Trojans. Scoring first. Well, there's no doubt that the Rockets had their chances to make a difference and couldn't quite come up with it.
Yeah, it's too bad. Like I said, we talked earlier, they had very good field position the first time, two times they had the ball. And we just need something to spark us to get us going here.
All right.
I think we'll take a nice long return on the kickoff here.
That would help tremendously. Blush Boutique in downtown Eddyville, you can find your official Rocket gear there. Angie Lobrick has jewelry, clothing, shoes, and home decor. Personalize your shirt to support the Rockets with a number one fan or your kid's jersey number on it. She's open Tuesday to Saturday. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns and any varsity win, you get 25% off an item at the store the following Tuesday only. Blush Boutique can be found on Facebook as well. And don't forget, Angie loves to do T-shirts and has a nice job of screen printing and excellent work, quick turnaround time, and she's there to get your product taken care of very quickly. Here comes the kickoff, a Fremont Country Store kick, and it's a squibber, and it's coming down, it's bouncing around, it's picked up by number 26, that's a Moore kid, and he gets up to about the 26-yard line, and that's where the Rockets will take it over. I'm sorry, Andrew Wright picks it up and brings it up the field a little bit. All right, and that does it for the end of the quarter. Loeffler Dirt Works for all types of dirt work need. Loeffler Dirt Works is able to get the job done right with precise guided GPS systems on all the Chad's equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is fast approaching. You need to think about what you're going to need after harvest. Get your reservations in for terrace construction or tiling. Get all your dirt work needs done. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. And it's one of those types of deals, Mike Lane, with the score 6-0, scoring just before the quarter. You just wish it wouldn't have happened at that particular time.
Yeah, it's kind of a hard thing to have to take right there at the end of the quarter. But, hey, give West Marshall credit. They put together a really nice drive, mostly on runs. Number 45, they're big, strong running back, Jared Johnson, did a really nice job of taking it right at us. And most of his runs were right at the middle, but he had a couple that he juked to the outside and gained some really nice yards against us.
All right. From the 36-yard line of Blakesburg-Fremont, with some motion in the backfield there, but nothing thrown for a flag. They try to center of the line, and once again it's stopped. The Trojans are able to play off of those blocks, absolutely no gain, and it'll be second down and 10 coming up. Rockets need to find a hole and get sprung out some way, shape, or form to get the chains moving here.
Now, West Marshall's doing a really nice job on the defensive line, plugging those holes that we've been running through, especially in the first game that we played this year against Pekin.
All right. Boyer hands off again to Trey Van Dorn, and they are keying on him, and it's making a huge difference in the running attack for the Rockets. He's just getting swallowed up big time. There's a loss on the play of about one. They'll bring up third down and about 11 or 12 here right away in the second quarter.
Yeah, we need to get something going here on third down. We need to make a – somebody needs to step up and make a big play.
All right. Boyer takes it, looks to his left, tucks it under now and runs up the field, and he gets knocked out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. Excuse me, that was Trey Van Dorn from the halfback position, just taking a direct shotgun snap, and he's out of bounds, but he'll bring up fourth down. And you would suspect that the Rockets would punt here, being at their own 36-yard line.
Yeah, I don't think there's any other choice they have but to punt it. Now, end of the game, you know, we're behind. Yeah, you go for it. But here, yeah, we got to punt it.
Harris Ag Service, again, with this punt sponsorship. Luke Harris your Channel C dealer, as Ryan Adams is in punt formation. There's the snap, the step, and the kick. He gets a nice kick that's going to bounce at about the 35. It's going to roll to the 30-yard line. It's picked up. He escapes three rockets. He comes back to the right side, and he's in pursuit. Cam Hardy with a nice open field tackle at the 42-yard line.
Nice tackle. Great job. Went right for the – took him low and grabbed both arms around him and pulled him right down. Picture-perfect tackle.
Great job by Cam on that. Otherwise, he was going to be on the loose. And there's a penalty flag apparently on the play. I didn't see. Here comes the man in the white hat. Legal use of the right hand, which is a block in the back, and that's going to move the Trojans back from the spot of the foul, I believe.
Should be. Should be 10 yards.
There's the 30-yard line. So that's the first penalty of the evening, and it goes against the Trojans. That had been a bugaboo for the first week, anyway, for the Rockets with the penalties. I don't know about last week because we weren't around. But tonight the Trojans draw the first flag as they come up for their first possession in the second quarter from the 30-yard line. Hulbert takes a snap, turns and gives it to the speedster, and he's cut down right away. Kopke and Gabe Larkin were able to chop down Dickey at the point of attack.
Nice job there by senior and a freshman on that play. Nice pursuit by both of them.
Kopke's been getting off the blocks. He had the first sack of the game on the very first play, and that kind of set the tone on that first series. Let's see what happens now. The Rockets love to get a turnover here. Eddieville Builder turnover. That would be sweet. In motion. Goes number four on the left side. He's got some room on the outside. He's got the first down and more. A end around to Coberly, and he's got a first down for the Trojans there. That's their fourth one of the first half.
Nice little inside handoff there to Coberly coming in motion there.
First and 10, ball sits at about the 41-yard line, 42-yard line of the Trojans. Holbert brings him up. He looks like he's got one man to the left, one to the right, split backs behind him. There's a snap, the give on the ground, and he's going to be bottled up there at the point of attack. Nice job by the interior defense.
Yeah, the Rockets did a really nice job there stopping that run. Didn't give him any room at all to run on that one.
Okay, ball's at the 45-yard line, so it'll be second and about eight from the 45-yard line. Big play here for the Rockets, and we've got a timeout. Nope, officials timeout.
I don't know if there's an injury or maybe some equipment problems or what it is.
Okay, man in the white hat winds the clock, so here we go.
I think maybe they just wanted some TV time.
One receiver to the left, one to the right for the Trojans. Hulbert in the shotgun, takes the snap, looks to throw, fires it deep downfield, and it is broken up nicely by number 32, Jake Taylor, and he played that one very, very nicely.
Yeah, Jake did a nice job on that. He kept his eye on the receiver, and the receiver put his hands up to catch the ball, and Jake got his arm stuck in there and knocked it down.
I thought he was going to run into him, but he was able to maintain his balance as the ball was underthrown just a skosh, and then he was able to knock it down. He's got some height on that receiver, Petermeyer, who's 5'7". So Jake's got about a 3-4-inch height advantage on that one. All right, third down, snap. He looks to throw, screen over the middle. It's intercepted! It's intercepted by Ryan Adams. He might take it to the house. He scores! Touchdown, Rocket!
Awesome play by Ryan on that. Stuffed right in front of the receiver and took it all the way back.
on an Eddyville Builder turnover sponsored by Scott Greer. Your next remodeling job, a large housing project, can be done quickly and effectively with Eddyville Builders. They got experience and know how to get the dream product done. Call Scott Greer today for a free estimate. And what do you know? The Rockets are right back into it.
Big, big play by Ryan right there. Maybe that's going to get us going here. We needed that.
No doubt. In the second quarter, Rockets take it in. They get the 2 points. Yes! Rockets with the 2-point score, and they lead this puppy 8-6 in the second quarter with 8:29 on the clock. That's a blush boutique touchdown from Angie Robrick in downtown Eddyville. You can find your official Rocket gear there. She's got jewelry, clothing, shoes, home decor, and personalize your shirt with Support the Rockets with your kids' jersey number. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. Melush Boutique, you can find them on Facebook as well. And that strikes up the band by Dr. Overton and puts a little jump in the step of the Rockets there.
I'm not really sure where quarterback Holbert was trying to throw that ball, because he threw it into a group of Rockets. There must have been four or five guys there, and Ryan was just happened to be the one that came out with it.
No doubt about it. That was a huge play by Ryan Adams, and he came out of that pile and took it to the distance. And the 2-point conversion, Coach, gives the Rockets that big lead of 8-6 here in the second quarter.
Any lead looks really, really big right now.
Absolutely. As the Rockets tee it up with Bracken Taylor. This kick will be sponsored by the Fremont Country Store. Mike and Brandy Rocky, they got the full line of items right near you at the country store. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts, they're there for you. Bracken comes. It's a squibber. It takes a high bounce. The ball is loose, but I think it's picked up by Wes Marshall. Excellent job of execution on that onside kick.
Did a nice job, kicked it right into the ground, made a nice high bounce, and their receiver jumped up in the air and caught it. It looks like he fumbled it a little bit in his hands, and he got hit just about a split second right after he touched the ball. And, we hit him a little bit harder, maybe just a little bit quicker, and we could have got the ball back.
I like the gambling aspect. We've had a fake punt on the fourth down. We had an onside kick after touchdown. Coach Bear's pulling out the stops here to get into the win column here in the District 6 competition. Trojans come set from the shotgun. There's the snap. A zone read. He tucks it under. He's tackled for a loss. What a job by Trigg Van Dorn as he read the zone read and was tackled for a quarterback loss.
Nice play by Trigg. He watched the quarterback, ball in his hands, and he didn't hand it off to the running back, and he kept it himself, and Trigg did a nice job of watching him and following him and making a nice tackle for a loss.
I've been impressed with the tackling techniques. Cam had a great job there of tackling on that kickoff, and now Van Dorn was able to make a nice tackle. All right, looks to throw, fires it deep. Has a man downfield who slips, and he does not get the penalty flag. Good job of defense out there by Andrew Wright.
Yeah, Andrew did a nice job on that receiver. The ball was thrown a little wobbly and a little bit short, and the receiver had to stop to try and get it, and he slipped and fell, and Andrew did a nice job of not making any contact on that.
Yeah, same play like Jake Taylor as well. You hope that he doesn't run into the receiver and cause problems. Wes Marshall having problems getting up to the line of scrimmage. We'll see if they get a delay of the game here. Let's see what happens. They've got one receiver left, one right. Split backs behind the quarterback. There's a snap. Looks to throw. Fires it on another slant. It's caught by Pierman. He's on the loose at the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, and he's finally knifed out of bounds there by number 32, Jake Taylor. A big pass on the slant. Does the trick again.
Yeah, that was a nice play called by Wes Marshall there. A nice crisscross there on that pass. And the receiver got a step on our defender, and we just couldn't quite catch him.
It was the same play that they scored on at the other end, Coach. And this time he had a lot of room to run. And he didn't have to go to just the 8 yards as he did on the touchdown. He made up some green grass real quick, and Jake Taylor had a nice tackle there to save the touchdown. At the 8 yard line, they're inside the Riverside Auto Supply Zone. The Trojans are knocking on the door. There's the snap. He looks to throw a little swing pass. He's under pressure. He gets it to the outside, and he jigs a tackler and it takes him down. Nice job by Trey Van Dorn. He's all over the field.
Nice help there by Cameron Hardy also on that play. And that was a lateral, too. The quarterback threw it behind him to his receiver. And if he would have dropped it and the ball fell on the ground, we could have recovered it.
That's right. Okay. So, once again, the Trojans, seems like they're taking some time here to get set up. Hobart puts his people in place, talks to his linemen. Second and 16. From the 16-yard line.
Oh, we got
There's
penalty.
The penalty flag. You knew it was coming, Mike.
Yeah, they've been having a lot of trouble the last series and in this series, even of getting up to the line scrimmage.
And that will move them back even further. That's 16 plus 5 gives you the 22 yards or 21 yards. And that's going to be...
That's kind of surprising because the first two or three series they had the ball, they were getting right up to the line of scrimmage and calling their play and going.
No doubt. One receiver to the left, one to the right, split backs behind Hulbert here on this second and goal play from the 21. He rolls back to the right. He's got a man open out here, and it's incomplete. Nice job by Jake Taylor there as he's chasing him down, but that ball hung up in the air for a long time, Mike.
Yeah, it wasn't a real crisp pass. A little bit more on the line, he would have had this guy wide open for about a 10-yard gain there, but just couldn't quite get the ball to him.
All right, third and goal from the 20-yard line, 21-yard line, 6:13 on the clock before halftime. Rockets lead 8-6 here at the Ike Ryan Field. Oh, district opener for both squads. There's the snap. He looks to throw. He fires it down the left side, and it's incomplete. Overshoots his man. Howard was over there. Wright was over there. And so was Trey Moore, the freshman. So good job on the defense. The pass defense has been phenomenal tonight for the Rocket defense.
Yeah, they did a very nice job of keeping an arm's length, within an arm's length of their defender that they're trying to defend. And they're staying right on it.
All right, fourth down coming up. They got a new quarterback in there, Eli Treeman, and he takes a snap, looks to throw. He's got a little stronger arm. He's got a man in the end zone, and it's knocked down. Good job by Dylan Howard there. Excellent job. And the Rockets will take over at the 21-yard line.
Yeah, that was going to be a tough pass completion. We had two defenders on their wide receiver. I'm kind of surprised that they passed it to him, but this – I noticed the quarterback was warming up over there. He definitely has a stronger arm than Hobart does. Has a nice, pretty rotation on his ball.
All right, Rockets with the lead, 8-6. Full house backfield, handed to Van Dorn. He's struggling to get any yardage there, and he gets stacked up. In fact, they'll probably lose a little bit, and the Trojan defense is just collapsing on that line of scrimmage there, Mike Lane.
Yeah, we're just not able to get anything going right now. All the whole game, really. I mean, we had great field position in the first couple drives. Couldn't quite do anything with it. And we're starting back at our own 25 or 6 this time. Maybe that's the key. Maybe we need to start closer to our own end zone and then get a drive going.
We've got a timeout on the field. Rockets take the first timeout. It's sponsored by Hawkeye Real Estate. Robbie Davis, looking to buy or sell real estate in the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont area. Call Robbie Davis with Hawkeye Real Estate, an EBF alum who continues to live and work in the Eddyville area, making him an expert with the local market. Whether you're buying, selling, or renting, call Robbie Davis today at 641-660-4413 for all your real estate needs. And You know, Mike, you went over there to Dubuque area. I went up to Grand Rapids and then down to St. Louis over the Labor Day weekend. You probably saw this too, a lot of corn starting to come out of the field already early September. And it just tells you that the fall is upon us and the harvest is going to be kicking in here soon.
Yes, it is, Pat. You know, but I really didn't see anything coming out of the fields till I got back to just north of Eddyville here on the flat. And that was the first corn that I'd seen coming out. But there did see a lot of fields that look like it's going to be pretty close.
All right, Craig Van Dorn in the shotgun. And they pitch it to him on the left side, trying to make his way. He skips one guy, cuts it back to the right side, and he's going to get swarmed under there. And he keeps fighting, though. He gets past the line of scrimmage and up a little bit, but it's going to be a big fourth down coming up for the Rockets here.
Yeah, Trey just kept his – he didn't have much room to run there, but he kept his legs turning and kept driving. Gained a little bit of yardage. Gained maybe 5 yards out of that where he probably shouldn't have had any.
I lost it down. It's 3rd and 7. I'm sorry. 25-yard line. They've got to get past the 30 to about the 33 for a first down. Under center is Boyer. And there is movement on the right side of the Rocket line there. Who is firing off? Cam Hardy fired off of there a little bit too fast. And that's going to cost us 5 yards. For the first penalty of the evening, and it comes at the 4:54 mark in the second quarter.
Yeah, that was a pretty inopportune time for us to get a penalty, especially a third down and 6 or 7 yards in our own end of the field. It put us back, you know, 5 yards, so we're going to have to try and make up for that here.
Yards have been very hard to come by here in the going. Van Dorn takes a snap, fires it quickly over the middle, and it's incomplete. He's trying to hit Trey Moore. It's incomplete.
Yeah, that was a, I don't know if it was a button hook or not sure what pass play that was, but it looked like Trey had gone down the field and came back to take it, but wasn't quite on the line where it needed to be.
All right. So it'll be a fourth down. That'll be a Harris Ag Service punt. Ryan Adams in punt formation takes the snap, the step, and the kick. It's a low line dragger. It's going to hit at about the 50-yard line and roll into Trojan territory. He's going to pick it up, and he spins away from one guy, two guys, and he slips on the turf and goes down before he hits the 45-yard line. So the Trojans will take it over from there.
Well, it sure looked like his knee hit the ground back about the 38-yard line after he received that. Wish we had instant replay.
Yeah, we might have 5 minutes to chat about stuff while they review it. Actually, they do bring it back to the 44-yard line. All right, 44-yard line of Wes Marshall. They'll send two receivers to the right. There's a snap. Bad snap. And he falls on top of it. Was that Treeman? Yes. Treeman, they switched quarterbacks on. You can tell Treeman's got a stronger arm. He is a junior, and he's a little bit bigger at 6'1", 210. And the first, second snap, he'll bobble it right away. Treeman takes it now, and up the field he comes. He gets a big, big run to the 50-yard line. Nice job out of them in Ohio. Third down and short, about four to go for a first down.
Yeah, it was nice. He's a big, strong kid. Quick. He's quick, too.
Kind of surprised us on that quarterback keeper. Two receivers to the right side. Backs are split behind Treeman. Takes a snap, turns and gives, and the Rocket defense takes him down. Excellent job at the point of attack by the Rocket line.
Rockets did a nice job of getting penetration there. It looked like
Hardy was in
there, and Trey Moore got in there, and there's somebody else. I couldn't see his number.
Fourth down coming up for the Trojans, and they're going to bring in their punt team. Another Harris Ag Service punt coming at you. Rockets send two guys back deep, at Trey Moore and Craig Van Dorn, here to receive this punt. At the 3-minute mark, there's the snap, low snap. He picks it up, and now he's going to run to the right side. He makes a cut, and he will not get it. He goes down at the 48-yard line. Dylan Howard with another play to stop him from trying to get that first down.
Yeah, Dylan did a nice job of not losing his position on the field, and he did a good job of containing him.
All right, Rockets with decent field position here at the 48-yard line of West Marshall. And they will come up to the line of scrimmage with under three to go. Shotgun formation. Van Dorn takes the snap, looks to run to the left side, cuts it back to the right. He's up to the 40-yard line, the 30, and down to about the 26, 7-yard line as Craig Van Dorn was able to find that opening we've been talking about.
Nice run by Craig. It looked like he was back to pass ball. Didn't have anything open. He had two defenders coming rushing right at him, so he took off, went to his left, hit it back to the center of the field, made a really nice run.
All right, Rockets lead 8-6 at the 240 mark, and that was a first down there from Veldheisen Chiropractic. Once again, from the shotgun, Van Dorn looks to receive it. He does. Looks to throw. No, now he tucks it under. Tries the right side. He's in trouble, and down he goes. Oh, my, back to the 35-yard line as Cam Hardy was playing a little bit of watching around, and he got smacked. I guess that was Austin Engel, and there's a penalty flag at the end. Let's see what happened here. It's going to be a big call. I didn't see anything extracurricular unless something was said.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened, Pat. I saw one of our players run off the field with his helmet off. I don't know if it got yanked off or he took it off on his own. I'm not really sure what happened.
All right, the man in the white hat is talking to another official. Here comes the call, unsportsmanlike. Dead ball unsportsmanlike against the Rockets. Oh, an unopportune time to get that, Coach Lane.
Yeah, that's a killer right there. That takes us back 15 yards and puts us back clear back at the 50.
Oh, my, to the 50-yard line indeed as Van Dorn now comes in. Jake Taylor is over here on the left side.
Yeah, it looks like it's about second and 32.
Okay. Rockets need a big play here. Dakota Boyer in there to take the snap. Van Dorn as well. Van Dorn takes it, looks to throw. No, as Boyer heaves it downfield, and it was almost caught by Jake Taylor, and it's incomplete. It was almost intercepted as well. A heck of a throw by Dakota Boyer, but incomplete, and they'll stop the clock at 2 minutes even.
Yeah, about another half a yard. Another half a yard down the field, and Jake would have caught that in stride and probably scored on that.
Number five, Brady Petermann. Petermeyer, he's been involved with some big offensive plays for the Trojans, and right there it was a big defensive play for him.
Yeah, could have had to throw that into the wind, so that probably kept the ball up in the air a little bit longer than it needed to be.
Two receivers left, one right. Now Boyer gives it a heave down the field, and then it's picked off. This time by Petermann, there's a turnover from the Eddyville Builders. Scott Greer gets that free estimate today and get ready to make your home looking great. New game, call Scott Greer, 777-2183 to get into the game today, and that will kill the Rocket drive.
Yeah, that was a big stop by West Marshall there. You know, we had that big penalty that took us back a ways. You know, we still had a little bit of momentum. But now you turn the ball over back to West Marshall, and hopefully our defense will be able to stop in the last 2 minutes of the game, the half here.
All right, from the 20-yard line, there's a running play right up the gut, and Rockets are able to stop him at the point of attack. Thought they could get a quick hitter there, gain of about 2, second and 8 coming up for the Rockets, or excuse me, for Trojans, and there's a whistle, and we're going to have what?
Looks like equipment problem on one of the Rocket players.
Okay. Ryan Adams trying to buckle his head on. He gets it done. They'll crank the clock. There it is. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Shotgun formation. He takes it, drops back to pass, looking to throw it over here. And Jake Taylor is involved with the play, and it's knocked incomplete. And there's a penalty flag.
Oh, my.
Unbelievable. Jake Taylor had his hand on him, was not impeding his progress, and they called the flag on him. I cannot believe that they did that. One official was right there by him within 2 yards. The back official was way back there at 10 yards, maybe 15. He throws the penalty flag and rings Jake up. That was unbelievable. Pass interference is the call. And I'll tell you what, Coach Bader's going to not be a happy camper about that
one. Only good thing about that is it goes back to the line of scrimmage on that play for the 15 yards.
All right.
It's not a spot foul.
Not a spot foul like it is at the other levels of football.
I think the official back there had a bad angle at it. He was kind of right, straight in line with the defender and the wide receiver there. I don't think he could quite see it.
All right, Treeman again. 3 receivers right, 1 left. Takes a snap. Looks to run up the field. A big guy. He's finally taken down in the secondary by Van Dorn up to about the 45-yard line of Wes Marshall. A buck 10 on the clock here before halftime. Rockets lead 8-6, and now we got a stoppage of the clock and timeout for Wes Marshall. Timeouts are sponsored by Hawkeye Real Estate. Robbie Davis, give him a call, 660-4413, if you're buying, selling, or renting in the Eddyville, Lexburg, and Fremont area. How about Veldhuizing Chiropractic? Your chiropractic needs can be met downtown Eddyville at Veldhuizing Chiropractic and Wellness. Let Dr. Veldhuizen provide you with the comfort you're looking for through a skilled care and wellness program. Veldhuizen Chiropractic works with all types of insurance plans to make it easier for you. Stop in today. Get to know the team at Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. And Mike Lane, you just shake your head on that play, you know, on that pass interference. It just didn't make a whole lot of sense on how that call was made. But nevertheless, the Rocket defense has got 1:08 to keep them out of the end zone, and it's going to have to be an excellent play by the Trojans to make it 57 yards.
Yeah, their quarterback, Tremaine, has a really good arm on him.
3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Tremaine in the shotgun takes the snap. He looks to run over here on the left side, and he is able to stay in bounds close to that first down yardage. And they'll take a look at it, and they'll move the chains. That's their 6th first down. Interesting play by the Trojans. They're able to stop the clock, get the ball closer to the midfield stripe. Brett Littlewar is our halftime guest here at Ike Ryan Field as Treeman brings him up, takes the snap, looks to throw. Now he tucks it under. He's in trouble, and down he goes. Excellent job by the defensive front line. Van Dorn in there. Kopke again on the stop, Mike Lane.
Nice play there by 2 of our seniors out there. Really stepped up and making a nice play for our defense.
Trojans take another timeout. Fremont Funeral Home, when a loved one passes, you can count on Fremont Funeral Home to provide you with honest, dependable, professional assistance through a difficult time. Fremont Funeral Home will be able to take your stressful situation and bring a calming effect. Call the Fremont Funeral Home the next time you're in need, 641-933-4315. And, you know, it looks like the wind has really calmed down since the ball game started, and that shouldn't play into the kicking game. But I don't know how good the kicker is for Wes Marshall, but if they get in within range, you know good and well that they'll give it a shot to try to take a lead. Right now, the Rockets lead 8-6 here just before halftime with 46 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah, he's going to have to go quite a ways yet. They're at their own 45. I'd say they're going to have to get at least 30 yards here so they're going to have any kind of a chance at all.
2nd and 14 from Wes Marshall's own 45-yard line. 3 receivers right, 1 left. For Treeman, man in motion, they give him the ball on the swing, and he is reversing his field, coming back here on the right side, and the ball is loose. It's on the ground. No signal yet. The officials finally stopped the clock. They're unpiling them. And no signal yet by the referee. And it is a turnover. It's an NFL Milder turnover by Scott Greer. Your next remodeling need, give Scott Greer a call, 777-2183. And that's a huge fumble by Wes Marshall.
I'll see if we can take it down the field here real quick and get some points out of it.
Right at the midfield stripe. 34 seconds on the clock. Rockets have two timeouts. And let's see what happens here with the fumble recovery. Nice job. Cam Hardy was down there as well as somebody else to wiggle that ball away.
I think we've only got one timeout left, Pat.
All right. Three receivers to the right, one left. There's the snap, high snap. Van Dorn brings it down, rolls to his right. He's under pressure, and he is going to get sacked back at the 40-yard line. Ooh, my. And let's see, the Rockets. Well, there's a penalty flag at the midfield stripe. Let's see what happens here. As that'll probably play into the decision of what to do. And a man in the white hat's talking to the referee.
That's back at the line of, original line of scrimmage here. Holding against us, or?
Shot block
is
against the Rockets. Let's see if they take it or take the play. Man in the white hat was going to talk to the Rockets, and then he came back and talked to the Wes Marshall squad. They're going to decline. Shot block is declined. They'll take that play, and they'll put it back to the 40-yard line, and the Rockets indeed will take a timeout. You say that's their third. I say second. We'll see what happens. I can't vouch for either one. But
I'm looking at the scoreboard down. Looks like maybe it is our second.
Well, nevertheless, Rockets lead 8-6. Riverside Auto Supply, collision repair and estimates from deer damage to towed car or truck restoration. Riverside Auto Supply can help you out. Do the job right. Located in downtown Eddyville at the four-way stop, Riverside Auto Supply provides you with the dependability and satisfaction in getting the job done right the first time. Check out their quality work today. You'll be glad you did. And so, 8-6, the Rockets lead with 24 seconds left in the half, and you definitely don't want to cough up the ball here.
No, we need to make sure we keep those hands on the ball here. We don't want to give them an easy, quick score here for the half.
All right. Trojans out on the field already. Rockets coming up the line of scrimmage. Trey Moore split over here on the left side. Three receivers over on the right side for the Rockets. Van Dorn from the shotgun takes a snap. If he's down the left side, it's going to be intercepted. Petermeyer, he's at the 50, the 45. He's got a couple of tacklers, and down he finally goes. And that was Boyer with the interception thrown. And that's going to be a Eddyville Builder turnover once again. Scott Greer getting lots of messages as the Rockets are able to turn that ball over, and not what you wanted to do with 13 seconds on the clock.
No, it's not. We'll see what they're going to do here. They're going to try a sideline pass to get part of the yardage here, and then make another quick pass into the end zone.
All right. Treeman in there. He's got a receiver to the left, a receiver to the right. Split backs behind him. He takes the snap, looks to throw to his left. He gets out there, and he kind of scrambled to the outside, and he finally makes it to stop the clock. Petermeyer, he's a heck of a player, making some big catches. And Petermeyer received that ball from Treeman. And you can tell that he's got a much stronger arm. The ball got out there a lot quicker than when Holbert was throwing it.
Yeah, he throws a nice pass, nice spiral to it. He throws it more on a line than what Holbert did. Holbert had more of an arc to his passes.
Seven first downs for the Trojans unofficially here in the first half, and they are right at the Riverside Auto Supply Zone at the 20-yard line. There's the snap, looks to pass, throws it over here on the right side. Taylor with the defensive coverage, and it's incomplete, intended for Petermeyer again. Good job by Howard. Nope, Moore and Jake Taylor. They're in the end zone. with a half a second. Where's our hometown advantage of a home clock there?
I don't know who's running the clock.
Oh, my goodness gracious. They gave them a half a second left in the half. They'll have one more play unless there's a defensive penalty here. Trojans got one more timeout. Yeah, they'll use it right here. So that timeout is brought to you by Hawkeye Real Estate, Robbie Davis, right here in Eddyville. If you're going to buy, sell, or rent, call Robbie, 660-4413. Harris Ag Service, Luke Harris, your local Channel C dealer in Krenz. Soybean with liberally linked trait to kill those herbicides that are becoming resistant to Roundup spray, as well as custom chemical spraying and fertilizer application rep. Follows here, try Harris Ag Service for your fertilizer needs for next year. Call Luke to get a soil analysis done today, 641-799-8640. As the Rocket Defense comes out for this defensive stand here, Mike Lane, what do you think?
I think we need to hold a breath here. See, as good an arm as he has, he can get it to the end zone pretty easy. We just need to make sure we cover, have everybody covered, and we don't leave anybody open.
They might try that slant again. It's been perfect for him two times to Pietermeyer. He's located over here on the right side. Rockets giving them a little bit of space, and now the Rockets will call timeout. And so they did have one to burn there, Coach. And Coach Bear's going to take extra precaution here and make certain that the defensive lineman is set. Once again, Hawkeye Real Estate with Robbie Davis sponsors those timeouts. We want to thank the new sponsors we have, Cargill of Eddyville. Harvest will be underway soon. Market your corn with Cargill this fall. Call them at 1-800-515-1105. And Ajinomoto Heartland, they manufacture and distribute cost-effective feed-grade amino acids and is the front runner in amino acid nutritional research and technical expertise. And by William Penn University in Oskaloosa. Get involved in the student life at William Penn at www.williampenn.edu/studentlife for more information. All right, the Trojans come up to the line of scrimmage. They send two receivers to the right, two to the left. The quarterback and the setback Johnson in the backfield. There's the snap. He looks to throw. Fires it over the middle, and it's caught. Not in the end zone. It's going to be stopped inside the five as the clock runs out, and the Rockets preserve that 8-6 lead here at the halftime.
Nice play by Dylan Howard there, being right on the receiver and not letting him get into the end zone.
And that'll be our halftime score, 8-6. The Rockets with the lead, and that was on the strength of a Ryan Adams interception at about the 45-yard line. He took it to the house for the Rockets, and then they got the two-point score to make it at the 35, where the Rockets will have a first and 10.
Oh, good field position starting out again here, Pat, second half. And like I said, we had one drive starting, I think, on our own 25, the first half.
Yeah, 21-yard line.
21. That was really the only time we had bad field position to really start a drive. And though we're fortunate we've got an 8-6 lead here right now, we just need to keep plugging away. They weren't giving us much running room that first half, so hopefully things are going to switch over here.
Ryan Adams in shotgun position, three receivers to the right. He tucks it under and down he goes. Oh, the pressure from the defense of the Trojans as they came firing off the ball, and they drop him for a loss. Wow.
Yeah, they had five guys in the backfield on that play.
The offensive line didn't sustain the blocks on that one at all, and they came through in a hurry. My goodness, led by 75. That boy, Jarrett Bunting, he's a 240-pounder, 6 foot. He made a quick work on that particular play. Three receivers to the right, one to the left for the Rockets. Ryan Adams from the shotgun, takes the snap, and he runs to the right side right away, trying to get out of bounds. And he stopped and dropped in the backfield. And that was Johnson, no, excuse me, 56, the linebacker, Alex Schopper. And he was able to bring him down back there. Wow, another loss here early going. Third down coming up here in about 15, Coach Lane.
Yeah, we need to get something positive going here on this.
Cam Hardy comes out, and CeeLo Colby Lopez comes in to replace him. You can't have Hardy out very long. He's been a stalwart on that defensive line. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. There's a snap to Ryan Adams, low snap. He picks it up, looks to throw, got some time. Now he tucks it up and runs up the field, gets up to pass the 30. There's a penalty marker in the backfield, and lo and behold, you know what that is, Mike.
Yeah, I'm afraid it's probably going to be a hold.
Rockets with only three penalties in the first half. And let's see what happens here with the man in the white hat. Personal foul, pushing to the hand of the face against the Rockets. And we'll see if the Trojans take the ball. Well, it's personal foul to hand of the face against the Trojans. Aha! A turn of events here. And that will move the ball for the Rockets and give them an automatic first down. Is that correct?
I'm not sure.
Here comes 5. Here comes 10. Here comes 15 yards indeed. A Veldhuizen chiropractic first down. The first down of the second half for the Rockets. They're up to the line of scrimmage right away. And the chains aren't even set across the way. Adams under center. Takes the snap. Gives a reverse to Jake Taylor. He falls on it. And a loss all the way back to the 35. They try a little razzle-dazzle. Misdirection. And he coughed up the ball. Tough break there for the Rockets.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Jake quite had the handle on the ball when it was handed off to him, but it looked like he had some open field running on the other side of the field right there. It's too bad he couldn't have kept that ball.
Give credit to the coaching. They have known that the pressure has been coming. They try a little misdirection to get him off balance as Van Dorn takes it right up the gut. And he gains about 2 or 3 on the play. The ball sits at about the 38 or 9-yard line. And they're going to have third down and about 21 to go here from the Rocket. We'll make it the 34-yard line. Golden opportunity after that penalty by the Trojans. But they haven't been able to capitalize yet. That fumble hurt big time. Ryan Adams under center, takes a snap, pitches it to Van Dorn, it's on the ground again. He picks it up, tries the left side, gets past the line of scrimmage, and up past the 40 to about the 43-yard line. Good job of salvaging something out of nothing.
Yeah, he got ball almost back to, well, he's about 4 yards short of the line, original line of scrimmage, but he made a nice little gain right there to get us back into a little bit better position for our punt here.
All right, Howard comes in a little late. Now he goes out. Ryan Adams going to be in punt position here, Harris Ag Service punt. There's a snap. The step and the kick. It's low, and it's on the ground, and it's picked up. Oh, it's a 45 at the 42-yard line. I don't know what happened, but it kind of shaked it off his foot, and it hit a lineman. So it was a live ball right away, and the Trojans alertly picked up and got it past the 45 to about the 43-yard line.
When Ryan punts, he kicks a real low punt, and I just don't think he got it up in the air at all. It looks like it may have gone 2 yards on the punt. It didn't go very far.
43-yard line of Eddyville, Blakesburg, and Treeman is in there, and down he goes. Excellent job by Craig Van Dorn from his linebacker spot. And the defense now, Coach Lane, have got to come and rise to the occasion with this excellent field position by the Trojans.
Yeah, defense needs to step up here and make some big plays, just like Craig did right there. He made a really good penetration into the backfield and brought the quarterback down.
Cam Hardy back in the lineup. That's good news as Treeman takes it. A hard snap, and there's movement on both sides. Let's see what happens. The whiteout over here by the Trojans moved, and then there was like 3 Rockets that came across as well. One was Austin Gray. They'll talk about it. Will they say there's 3 against 1? Here comes dead ball, false start against Wes Marshall.
Yeah,
so that helps.
I think you're right, Pat. That was the wide receiver, Ross Randall, number 21, that took a step toward the line of scrimmage and drew our players off.
All right, so defense is able to move the ball back via the penalty to the 9-yard line of the Rockets. Treeman, he sends out two guys to the right, one to the left from the shotgun position. Takes the snap, looks to throw. Over the middle, and it's incomplete. Peterman had to go right through his hands. He was open again on the slant.
Yeah, another nice pass. It just went right off his hands. If he would have caught that, he probably could have scored on that because I don't think we had a defender within a couple yards of him. That's nice. Another nice play.
That'll stop the clock here in the third quarter. Just under 8 minutes. Rockets lead 8-6 here in a defensive slugfest. Treman sends two guys to the right, one to the left. Johnson in the backfield with him. There's the snap. He looks to throw. He's winding up and throwing it down the field. He's got a man open. He's got the catch, and down he goes. Moore is able to tackle him, but not before number 21 gets down the field. Ross Randall, he's inside the 10. That's a Riverside Auto Supply Zone play for the Trojans.
Yeah, Mr. Randall did a nice job of making up for that penalty he incurred just a little bit ago. He got behind Trey Moore on that pass play and made a nice catch.
Oh, my. The Trojans are knocking at the door here. Wide receiver to the left and to the right. There's a snap. They give it to Johnson. He's hit in the backfield, and down he goes. Nice job by the defensive line to stack that puppy up. And loss of a play back to the 10-yard line. That was big.
Another nice defensive play by Rockets. Need to string a bunch of those together here. Push them back and keep them out of field goal position.
Second down and goal. All the Trojans are looking over to the sideline for the play. Now they're up to the line of scrimmage. Certainly not in a hurry, but the no huddle makes you wonder. Treman puts them in place. Receiver to left, receiver right. He takes it, and down he goes. Who is that, Kopke?
Yeah, looks like it.
Jeffrey Kopke shot in there like he was shot out of a cannon, and he was able to make that play. What a job by he on that particular play. Loss of a little bit of one, let's make it, third and goal from the 11.
Yeah, Jeffrey's had a really nice game tonight defensively. He's made some really nice stops.
All right. Same setup, receiver left, receiver right. There's the snap. Looking to throw. Perryman's open, and it's incomplete. Oh, he was open on that play again, Coach Lane.
Yeah, he was wide open on that. He just, the quarterback threw the ball just too low. He tried to go down to get it, but he just couldn't pick it up in the air.
Fourth down coming up. Let's see what the Trojans do here. They've got some guys coming in. One of them looks like Holbert. I see a kick and tee, and let's see what's going to happen. It looks like 21, Josh, or Ross Randall, is going to tee it up. Right-footed kicker. Got another kid coming in for the Trojans here on fourth and goal. There's the snap. The step and the kick, it's wide, and it'll be no good, and the Rockets hold. Field goal is incomplete, and the Rockets still lead 8-6.
Looks like somebody got through the line and may have gotten a little pinky finger on that ball. Didn't go very, very straight. It kind of angled off to the right.
Definitely did go off to the right, and the Rockets hold. Good job by the defense. And the ball will sit now at the 20-yard line for the Rockets. Their second possession of the third quarter.
Okay, here's where we need to take the ball and run it down their throat. Make a statement. Say, hey, we're not going to give up our lead. You're going to have to come back and get us because we're going to take it down right down the field on you. Our line needs to step up, stay with their blocks, keep pushing them back.
All right, there's the snap to give to Van Dorn. He cuts it back inside, and he gets taken down. Gain of about 3 on that particular play from the handoff of Adams. 8-6 is our score. We're in the third quarter here at Ike Ryan Field. Rockets next week travel to Regina, Iowa City, to take on the Regals. Snap gives to Van Dorn, right side, no, maybe 2 or 3, and that's about it. It'll be third down and a long 6, I guess. They're going to make it from the 24-yard line. So, big play here in the third quarter. see what Coach Bear's got up his sleeve on this one.
I'd like to see a little bit of a trick play here. I'd like the good old hook and ladder from a few years ago, back in 2009 season, worked really well for us back then. I think that would do a nice job here, too.
First man through, and he gets a couple more, and that'll bring up fourth down and about four for the Rockets. Yeah, make the five. So pretty good stand on defense by the Trojans here. He's going to force a punt after that missed field goal. You would like to think that they would punt on the fourth down deep in the territory.
Yeah, I think that's the only option they have right now. You don't want to turn the ball over here and give it right back to them. Not at their own 30-yard line.
All right, Adams needs to get a good punt off here. He's in punt formation. There's the snap, the step, and the kick. Good kick. Endo-Rand will drop at the 30. It's picked up. Peterman is loose. It's the ball on the ground. It's picked up. No, it's still on the ground. Finally picked up by the Trojans. He's over there, and the Rockets are able to get him stopped. And looks like another penalty flag. I hope the heck they don't call a late hit. But something happened down there at the bottom of the pile.
Yeah, I'm afraid that might be what it is, Pat. That or maybe a face mask.
There was some action there as the guy couldn't pick it up. And then when he did, he bobbled it. The other guy tried to pick it up. He bobbled it. And it ended up at about the 28-yard line of the Trojans. And the guys in the stripes are taking a chat. All four of them are over there chatting about it. Let's see what happens here. One's pointing one way, one's pointing the other. Let's see what happens here. Personal foul against the Rockets. And
I thought it was going to be against us and had one of the officials come over and talk to our coach.
That's not what you want to have after a decent punt by Ryan Adams. That'll put the ball at the 44-yard line of the Trojans here on their possession.
Yeah, it was about a 40-yard punt by Ryan. He got a really nice roll out of it.
All right, Treeman, with two receivers to the left, takes a snap. Takes a handoff, tries to run, and down he goes. You got to give credit to the Rocket defensive line there, Coach Lane. Gabe Larkin was in there. Jeffrey Kopke again. Good job on defense.
The Rockets have been doing a really decent job tonight of stopping that run. They've had just a few plays where they've got some good yardage, but most of the time we've been able to stop them.
8-6 with the Rocket lead, under 4 minutes in the third quarter. Treeman throws it quick. It's caught by Peterman over the middle, tackled immediately by Dylan Howard. He's played a nice defensive game as well tonight. They gain a few up to the 47-yard line, but it's going to be a third down and long coming up, probably about seven, it looks like, for the Trojans here.
Yeah, Dylan made a nice tackle again there. He's made several tonight.
All right, two receivers to the left. Two backs with Treeman in the back. There's the snap. He fires a quick one. It's hit and no good. Good job by Trey Moore over here as Peterman had the ball in his hand. He hit him hard enough that it juggled it out, and it'll be fourth down coming up.
Yeah, the pass from the quarterback was a little high. The receiver had to jump for it, and I gave Trey plenty of time to get there and jar the ball loose.
Night and day difference between Treeman and Holbert. Treeman can get that ball out there so much stronger than Holbert did. Fourth down punt formation for the Trojans. There's a snap. He takes a kick. A nice end-over-end spiral. Drives Treg Van Dorn back. It'll bounce at the 20, and inside the 20 it'll go. Inside the 15, actually, it'll be down at the 12-yard line, and the Rocket offense has got their work cut out for them.
Yeah, we do. We need to just notice we need to be real careful on those punts. We had a player for us running down there trying to block one of their players from getting down to the ball to make a tackle, and he almost ran into the ball. We need to be a little bit more careful on that.
Yep. You would have thought Treg would have said get away from it or something on that nature, but, yeah, he was trying to block when he almost fell on top of the ball. All right, Rockets trying to get out of a hole. Get it to Van Dorn. He gets about five, making four on that first down carry. Good job. That's about the best line surge that we've had tonight, Coach Lane.
Yeah, it is. I mean, really, we haven't had a real good push on our offensive line tonight. So maybe that's good things starting out here on this drive.
Tried the left side. It seems like we haven't tried that much at all. Okay, Rockets back up the line again. Ryan Adams under center gives it to the first man through. Well, actually, Van Dorn ended up with it. He tried the right side, and he's up to about the 20-yard line, make it the 19. He's going to be short of that first down marker by about 3 yards. So a huge third down opportunity for the Rocket offense.
Yeah, I'd like to see him push this ball up the field a little bit and get that first down, get him some breathing room down here.
All right, Adams under center. 8 men in the box for the Trojans. They hand it to Van Dorn. He finds a little hole. Nice tackle there at the point of attack, and he's going to be very close to that first down marker. Actually, he's going to be short by about 1.5 yards. Wow.
Well, I thought he was closer than that.
I did, too. But across the way, it's a good 4 foot. Fourth and one officially on the scoreboard, and they are going to go for it. Watch the hard count. Adams under center takes a snap, gives it to Van Dorn. He tries to get that first down yard. It's going to be tight, Coach Lane.
I think he's going to get it.
It is a first down. It's a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down. Chiropractic needs in downtown Eddyville. Go see Dustin Veldhuizen. He'll provide you with the comfort you're looking for with his skilled care. That was huge.
That was a very, very gusty call down here on 20-yard line.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach Bear wants to get that W. The Rockets are up 8-6 with a 1:20 on the clock here in the third quarter. They give it to Van Dorn again. He's got some room to run, and down he goes, past the 30, up to the 34-yard line. Did you see him try to rip that ball out of there?
Yeah, Trey did a nice job of getting both arms wrapped around that ball tight.
Andrew Wright out, Jake Taylor in, Kopke up to the line of scrimmage already, and the rest of the Rockets will now come up. Full house backfield. They're very tight on the lineup. They give the snap, give it to Van Dorn. He gets some running room, and the Rocket line is starting to move there, Coach Lane.
Yeah, they're doing a much better job this drive of getting the push, that initial push off the line, pushing Wes Marshall's defensive line back and out of the way so we can get some running room.
Another Rocket first down, another Veldhuizen chiropractic first down on that particular play. Good job by the Rocket offensive line. They're starting to make a push. Full house backfield. Ryan Adams turns, gives it Van Dorn. He tries the left side. Once again, he falls forward. He's past the 40 to the 41. And the ground and pound is starting to happen as the clock is under 30 seconds, and you'd think that they'd let it go expire to get to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a real big hurry here. We've just got about 15 seconds left in the quarter, so but looks like we're gonna run a play.
All right, Adams up underneath, takes a snap, pitch to Van Dorn, tries the short side of the field, and he's out of bounds, and that'll stop the clock with 4.8 seconds. I'm not quite sure why they would have run that play, but nonetheless, they get a little bit of a yardage on that, not much. It'll bring up a third down and 7, and that'll be a huge situation. Let's see if they go for the hard count now with this particular play. It'll make a lot of sense. Let's see what happens. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Adams under center. Tight formation. There's a snap. He looks to throw. Passes it out here in the flat. It's caught. Excellent throw and catch by the freshman. To a freshman, Gabe Larkin with the first down. And a good job by the two freshmen. And it's a first down as the quarter comes to an end. It's going to be an 8-6 lead for the Rockets as they get that first down to end the third quarter. And that's got to put a little spring in your step there, Coach Lane.
Yeah, that was a big play to end the third quarter going into the fourth. It gives us a lot of momentum going in. So far, we've made a really nice drive here. We just need to keep it going, keep plugging away, make those short little passes if we need to. But Traeg's doing a really nice job of gaining the yards.
I'll tell you what, our sponsors are fantastic as well. Blush Boutique, Ruffler Dirtworks, the Fremont Country Store in Fremont, Veldhuizen Chiropractic, Fremont Funeral Home, Riverside Auto Supply, Harris Ag Service, Hawkeye Real Estate, Eddyville Builders, Cargill of Eddyville, Ajinomoto Heartland at Eddyville, and William Penn University in Oskaloosa, Iowa. So a fantastic job out of those folks, and we are very appreciative for them to be on board as sponsors for 2015 Rocket Football, and several of them are on board for the volleyball as well. We're into the fourth quarter here. Rockets with an 8-6 lead. They've got the ball in Trojan territory at the 40, and that pass came as a bit of a surprise. They've been doing the ground and pound. Ryan Adams went back to pass. Gabe Larkin, the only guy out in the pattern, and he was able to haul that in for a first down. Under center, they give it to Van Dorn. Tries the right side. He's getting some tough yardage as he passes the 40 to about the 42-yard line. They'll give it to him on the spot. Second down and 8 coming up. Larkin in. Wright out. It's Andrew Wright, the sophomore. A lot of youth on the Rocket squad, Coach.
Yeah, we're a very, very young team this year, so it bodes well for the future.
All right, under center is Adams. Takes the snap. He hands it off to Van Dorn. He's got some room. He's on the loose. He's at the 15, the 5. Touchdown!
Yeah! A big, big run that was by Traeg. Broke a couple tackles, just took it to the house.
38-yard run by Traeg Van Dorn. And you talk about the physicality of the offensive line. They were wore them down, had a quick hitter right up the middle, and Van Dorn was able to utilize his speed and strength to outrun the defense there. And now for the all-important two-point try. Under center, Ryan takes it, hands it off to Van Dorn straight up the gut, and he loses the ball, but they give him the score. The two-point conversion is good by Van Dorn.
Looks like one of those old Oakland Raider plays. Pull the ball toward the end zone and then pick it back up and score.
Excellent as the Rockets go up 16-6. That's a Blush Boutique touchdown with Angie Lobrick in downtown Eddyville. You can find your official Rocket gear there. Personalize your shirt to support the Rockets with the number one fan or your kid's jersey number. They're open from Tuesdays to Saturday. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns in any varsity football win, you'll receive 25% off any purchase at the store the following Tuesday only. Blush Boutique can be found on Facebook as well. And what a huge, huge score by the Rockets, making it 16-6 here at the Ike Ryan Field. And I'll tell you what, the momentum has just swung big time in the Rockets' favor, and that's going to help tremendously for the confidence of the Rockets. And you got to be very, very pleased with what just transpired.
That was a big, big touchdown that we just scored there, Pat. It gave us a lot of momentum, and like you said, our offensive line is doing a really nice job right now of pushing the West Marshall defensive line back, wearing them down, like you said. And next time we get the ball back, we just need to do the same thing again.
All right, a Fremont Store kick by Bracken Taylor. They shovel it back to their speedster. He's got some running room, and finally he's taken down. Looked like Andrew Wright met him there at the 45-yard line of the Trojans, and they'll have it here for their first possession in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they've got really good field position starting out. They're on 46, so our defense needs to step up and stop them here.
All right. Big game tomorrow with the Iowa State-Iowa game up there at Jack Trice. We'll see how that turns out. Treeman sends 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. He's in the shotgun formation, takes the snap, hands it off, and he's tackled in the backfield. That's Johnson. Kopke again, and Traeg Van Dorn team up to take that guy down for a 1-yard loss.
They've had several dual tackles tonight, two of them together.
Well, the linebacker core is supposed to be fast. You know, you look at that defensive front, it's a 4-4. And the linebackers can come free, so the linemen are thinking, should I take this guy or that guy? As Treeman quickly throws the ball out here in the flat to Peterman, he gets up to about the midfield stripe. Excellent tackle over here But we've got a rocket down on that tackle. I think it might be Jake Taylor.
Yeah, I can't really tell. We've got all the sideline players huddled over top of the player that's down, so not really sure who it is.
In comes Dakota Boyer for the defensive side of the ball. Well, there's Jake Taylor, so it can't be him. How about Howard? I don't really see
who it is, but...
Well, they'll call a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. Loeffler Dirt Works for all types of dirt work need. Loeffler Dirt Works is able to get the job done right with precise guided GPS system on all Chad Loeffler's equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is fast approaching, and you need to think about what you're going to do after the harvest. Get your reservation in for terrace construction or tiling. For all your dirt work needs, call Chad at 641-226-2231. And the Rockets lead here 16-6, and it is indeed Dylan Howard. They were holding his right leg up, and you don't want to have that. Ethan Jensen got dinged up a couple of weeks ago, and he hasn't been able to get back out there. He's got his helmet off, and they're taking a peek at that right leg.
I'm not sure if it was his ankle or what happened down there.
He's played a whale of a game tonight, that's for sure. Absolutely. Been doing a great job. All right, here comes the Trojans on 3rd and 5 from the 49-yard line of the Rockets. Treeman sends two receivers to the right, one to the left. Barks out his signals. Points over to one of his receivers over here. Takes the snap. Looks back to throw. It's a quick throw. It's Peterman. He's got the first down. A nice play by them as they were able to get a little look in and a 5-yard look at him, and boom, they got a first down out of it. Unofficially, that's their first down of the second half.
Yeah, it was a nice quick hitter right there, and he made a nice catch on it. Got about 10 yards now, maybe 8 or 9 yards out of that.
First and 10. Two receivers right, one left. Treeman. Hard count, and the Rockets jump off, and that's going to be 5 yards for free against the Rockets. They've been coming hard on every play, and he did the hard counts, and away they come. So dead ball offside against the Rockets moves it 5 free, first and 5 coming up.
Yeah, I'm really surprised teams don't do a little bit more of that. As eager as some of these defensive players are to get to the ball and everything. Surprised doesn't happen more often.
All right, same set. Two receiver right, one left. Treeman takes the snap, looks to throw, looking to his left, fires it way downfield for his man, and it is caught inside the 10-yard line.
That was a heck of a catch by their wide receiver down there. Number 80, I believe, Pat. I don't even see him on the paper here. I'm not really sure who it is. Look at the other piece of paper here. Nat Markle. I think he's a freshman.
All right. Here comes the Trojans. Inside the 10, and there's another hard count, and it draws the Rockets off sides again, and that'll give them 5 free yards. Well, it'll be half the distance to the goal. And let's see what happens. The man in the white hat is talking. Dead ball. False start against the Trojans. So there is a little bit of a break for the Rockets as the ball moves back 5 yards out to about the 12-yard line.
That was a big play for us. Get that penalty against them. Pushes them back, and hopefully it's going to make it a little bit easier for us to keep them out.
Peterman over here. He's on the route. He takes an inside slant. It's a hook and go, almost intercepted right through the hands of, who was that?
Trey Moore
just about had an interception there in the end zone, and it's incomplete. That'll stop the clock at 9:33. And
I don't think Trey quite saw the ball early enough on that stick right there to try and catch it. Looks like he had to look for it just at the last second.
All right, second down coming up. From the 12-yard line, second and goal. Two receivers right, one left. There's a snap. look to the left real quick, and it is incomplete over there. Skip pass a little bit too low from Treeman, and that'll stop the clock. Third down coming up.
Yeah, if he would have thrown the ball in the air a little bit higher, that would have been a nice catch and probably for a 5 or 6 yard gain. But
well,
fortunately for us, it hit the ground.
Peterman's been the hot man, the hot receiver. Let's see if they go to him. Whoever's on him needs to do a little bump and run if they can. Two receivers right, one left. They look. He's looking. He's under pressure. He's scrambling. He throws it in the end zone, and it's caught for a touchdown. Nice job of scrambling by the quarterback, Treeman, and he was able to stay alive as three tacklers try to get him. He throws it in the end zone for Ross Randall, and it's caught for the score.
Yeah, that's too bad on that play. We had nice defensive pressure up front, but just could not quite get a hand on it. He made a nice play by rolling out to his right and found his receiver in the end zone who made a nice little move to the outside.
All right, that makes the score 16-12, and the Trojans are going to try a extra point with the kick here. Ross Randall just made that catch. He's in the kicking formation. There's the snap, the step, the kick. It looks good, and it is good. And that'll take the score to 16-13, and they're within a field goal now of the Rockets. Well, you kept them out of the end zone as long as you could, and then the quarterback scrambled just like Fran Tarkington. He had that left hand, and it was a beauty of that strength there, Coach Lane. He threw it against his body, and he was able to make a strong throw. Jake Taylor got shook loose from the receiver just a skosh for that score.
Yeah, it looks like Jake kind of got turned around just a little bit. Bit on the fake to the inside, and then receiver made a nice move to the outside and got a little bit of freedom there to make the catch.
All right. Rockets to receive this kickoff. It's a kickoff to Fremont Country Store with the sponsorship. They've got the hands crew out there. I see Taylor Berryman. On the other side, you've got Kopke and Larkin. Let's see what happens here as the Trojans tee it up. And it looks like their senior, Jared Johnson, is going to kick this. Fremont Country Store kick. Here he comes. It is a deep end over end, and he'll drive more back to the 10-yard line. He brings it up the right side, and he is met over there, hit hard, and the ball gets up to about the 25-yard line where the Rockets will have it, first and 10.
Yeah, Trey made a nice return on that. He had to go back to the ball. It was a really nice kick by the West Marshall kicker. Kicked it over his head. In between the two receivers that we had back 30, he had to go back on it, made a nice catch, and made a nice little run.
Well, now, you know, you had that 16-6 lead, and now all of a sudden it's 16-13. Things get a little tight real quick.
Yes, they do. They need to keep pushing hard and drive the ball down the field.
And they do, as Van Dorn takes it, and he gets almost up to the 30. Five-yard line, make it to 34, and Rockets are getting some decent yardage now on first down. Unlike in the first half, they weren't getting anything. Now they're starting to move the pile a little bit. Second and 3 coming up from the 25. They'll make it the 33-yard line. Ryan turns around. Gives it to Van Dorn. He's got the first down more. He's up to the 45-yard line with another first down for the Rockets.
Big, big run right there. That gives us another first down, and we're just slowly taking over the line of scrimmage here. We're doing a really nice job of pushing back their defenders.
Veldhuizen chiropractic first down indeed, and they'll crank the clock at 8:30 here in the fourth quarter in regulation right here at Ikerine Field. Adams under center. He'll turn. Give to Van Dorn right side. He's past the 50-yard line. And Mr. Steady Hands is able to chew that clock, grind that ground, get about 4 yards out of it, and it'll be second down coming up in about 6.
All right, now
you know, just my opinion right now, might be a really good time to try and go deep on a pass here, kind of catch them off guard.
All right, under center is Ryan Adams. Takes the snap, turns and gives to Van Dorn. And once again, that offensive line gets a couple of yards, and it'll be a big third down now here, Coach Lane. Third and about five coming up from the Trojan 48-yard line.
Yeah, this is going to be a big play for us right here. We get another first down. It's going to take more time off the clock. Big help for us. And keeps their defense out on the field that much longer and wears them down.
Andrew Wright goes in. Jake Taylor comes out on this third down play. They give it to Van Dorn. He slips immediately, but he does fall ahead past the 45. He gets barely past 45, and it's going to be fourth down coming up in about two, it looks like. Well, the side referee was on one side of the 45, and then he stepped back to the right. So he led me astray for a little bit there.
Yeah, looks like we got two long yards right here, so looks like we're going to go for it.
All right. Kopke up to the ball already. Here comes the rest of the crew. They're packed in tight. Try to draw them off sides. Let's see. There's the snap. They give to Van Dorn, and there must be a fumble on the play, and it is a turnover. A turnover by Eddyville Builders with Scott Greer, and the Trojans are going to take over at their own 45-yard line. A big, big fumble. The first lost fumble on the night, Coach Lane.
Yeah, I don't think he got the first down anyway, so they were going to get the ball right there, but it's a good thing they didn't pick up the fumble and run it in.
All right, so let's set the stage. It's in the fourth quarter. We got 6:35 on the clock. A lot of time left in this ball game. 16-13. Rocket defense needs to come through. Treeman with the receiver on the left and on the right. He's in motion this way. He gets the ball, turns it upfield, and he gets a huge run on first down. Is that Peterman? Petermeyer?
Yep.
Oh, my. He gets all the way to the Rocket 42-yard line for a first down for the Trojans. And he's killing us on the ground and through the air. Petermeyer is.
Hey, he's a quick little running back and wide receiver there. He's only 5'7", 140 pounds. Of course, you know how I know things too, Pat. You don't know what to believe about the roster on some of these things, if he's really that big or not.
All right. Here comes the Trojans. Got a man in motion, and they've got a penalty flag all over the place. Let's see what happens here. I'd like to think it was a illegal motion on the Trojans, and it is. They've uncharacteristically got four penalties here in the second half. Now move the ball back to the Rocket 47-yard line. Still first down, 15 yards to go for the Trojans. And defense needs to make a play under 6 minutes. Treman takes the snap, looks to throw, under pressure, wings it out there, and it's incomplete. Nice job on the defensive pressure there by one of the Rockets. See if he can turn towards me here a little bit.
I think it's Ryan Hinkle.
Hinkle. Excellent job. He's a sophomore, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is, Pat.
Good job by Hinkle. Came shooting in there. A nice speed, closing speed. Here comes the Trojans up the line of scrimmage. Petermeyer is all over on the left side. One man to the left, one man to the right. Treman barking out signals, takes the snap, looks that way to the left, and he gets caught by Petermeyer, and he gets up to the original line of scrimmage, which is the 41-yard line of the Rockets. It'll be third down and 10, make it 9, here with 5:30 on the clock. Big, big, big play right here on both sides of the ball, Coach Lane.
Yeah, it is, Pat. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't make it, that they go ahead and go for it on fourth down here. Like I said, there's just a little over 5 minutes left in the game.
Two receivers right, one left. Treman from the shotgun. And it's a jump. The Rockets jump off sides, and that's going to pull the hair out of Coach Bear's hair. I tell you what, all they had to do was watch the ball, and they fired off on the first signal. gives them 5 free yards, and now that'll make it a lot easier here on third down, 3rd and 4. My, oh, my.
Yeah, that was a big, big penalty against us here, Pat.
Going to make it really, really tough on yourselves, leading 16-13 with 5:06 on the clock. 2 receivers right, 1 left. Treeman runs it over here on the right side, looking to run. He gets over the line of scrimmage and up to the 30-yard line where it'll be a 1st and 10. Ooh, my.
Yeah, this looks like this is going to go down the wire here, Pat.
All right. And the Trojans have got a little bit of momentum here after that defensive stop when they stopped Treg Van Dorn there on the 4th down. They're marching down the field. They're at the 30-yard line with 4:40 on the clock. Treman sends 2 guys to the left, 1 to the right. There's the snap. Looks immediately to the left. He wings it out, and it's incomplete. Trying to hit Perryman, Petermeyer, excuse me, and he thought he was 6'5" instead of 5'8", and it falls incomplete.
Yeah, he had him wide open out there on the flat, and I think that's the 2nd or 3rd time he's overthrown him. You know, fortunate for us, but could have had a nice gain out of that. Could have hit him.
There's a penalty flag on there against the Trojans. It's going to move them back. Not sure what the call was. Did you catch that?
No, I didn't, unless it was motion.
Here comes the man with the step-off, and there's 5 yards step-off. So, once again, uncharacteristic against the Trojans racking up these penalties. All right.
I never did see a call on that, so I'm not sure what it was.
2 receivers left, 1 to the right. Treman taking a look. He's giving signals to this guy on the right side. Let's see what happens here. There's the snap. He looks. He rolls. He's under pressure. He fires it, and it's short. Man out there on the left side was Randall. Incomplete. Looks like Andrew Wright on the coverage for the Rockets. He's kind of out there on an island by himself there.
Yeah, he is. He's kind of out there all alone. So he's coach is dependent on him to make that stop.
All right. That stops the clock at 4:13. It's 2nd down and 15 coming up. 16-13, Rockets lead here in the 4th quarter. Treman, 2 receivers left, 1 right, takes the snap, flings it out there on the left side, and it's incomplete again. And looks like he was trying to hit Ross Randall, and it was incomplete.
Yeah, he's not throwing the ball very well on this drive. I don't know what if he dinged up his hand or something earlier on in the drive, but the last 2 or 3 passes have been really off the mark.
Well, let's hope that continues. Huh? Petermeyer is in the left slot here. Is it 2 receivers left, 1 right, and it's 3rd down and 15 from the 34. There's a snap. He looks to his left, under pressure, and he's caught and sacked back at the 45-yard line with Kopke again. What a play by Kopke on the defensive side of the ball.
Big play by the Rockets right there. Just exactly what the doctor ordered.
Hinkle as well on that pressure, and that'll bring up 4th down, and the Trojans look like they're bringing in a wholesale substitution for their punt team, and you got to love that. I'm looking over here at the sideline. Dylan Howard's got his right leg up off the ground. He's got his shoe off. There's the snap on the punt. It's a high punt. Didn't go very far. Get away from it, fellas, as that ball goes out of bounds, and it kind of rode the sideline a little bit. Let's see where the officials mark it out. That's a Harris Ag Service punt. The Rockets will take over, though, and they've got the ball with the lead, 3:24, and if there was ever time to grind the clock out, Coach Lane, now's the time to do it.
Exactly right, Pat. It's just, we need to take the ball right up the middle, both hands around it, keep driving your legs, and not let them get the ball back.
All right, from the Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont 29-yard line, Rockets need to grind this puppy out. Adams, under center, takes it, gives it to Van Dorn, left side, trying to make some room, and he does, up to the 33-yard line, Treg Van Dorn carrying the mail, and he gets, they'll give him a 5-yard carry on that.
Oh, like Craig's done all year. He just keeps his legs driving.
Wow.
Gets those extra yards.
Absolutely. The officially 4 yards, I guess. Second and six on the play coming up here as Rockets take it, give it to Van Dorn right side, and he gets hit in the backfield on that particular play. Looked like he wanted to try to go on the right side there, and it was cut out immediately. And there comes a timeout by the Trojans. That'll be their first one of the second half. They got two left. Of course, your timeouts are brought to you by Hawkeye Real Estate with Robbie Davis. Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont area? Call Robbie Davis with Hawkeye Real Estate, an EBF alum who continues to live and work in the Eddyville area, making him an expert in the local market, whether you're buying, selling, or renting. Call Robbie Davis today at 641-660-4413. And, you know, the housing market, there's some good buys to be had. Of course, Gary Green and Ellen Green's house is for sale there on 3rd Street. You got to love that. Old two-story house, a lot of history, and an excellent location near the park. Rockets out of the huddle. Trojans out of their huddle a little bit later. Let's see what happens here. It's 3rd and 8. Big, big play here for the Rockets. There's a snap. They give to Van Dorn, and he is snowed under. And it looks like the defense has stepped up their game for the Trojans there as he's all the way back to the 30, and that'll bring up 4th down. And that will bring another timeout. Their second timeout of the half, and best thing about that is they're blowing it on defense, so they won't have any for the offense. So they've got one left, and they'll probably keep that in their back pocket as long as possible. What do you suspect Coach Bear's going to do?
Well, I'm hoping we're going to get a nice long punt right here, ball up in the air, and get a nice big roll out of it.
Ryan Adams has had one punt going from our right to the left, from the south to the north, and had a decent punt out of that particular one. Had a nice run back for the Trojans. Let's see what happens here. You would not think that the Rockets would gamble and try to pick up 9 yards on 4th down deep in their territory, but stranger things happen. It happened in the first half. Remember, he tucked it under, and he made that first down. That was a gutsy call. And it came through for the Rockets in that particular instance.
I don't think we're going to see that here, Pat.
All right. Punt formation is Adams. The all-important snap. There it is. The step, the kick. It's a low-line driver. It's going to bounce at the 45, and it's picked up by the Trojans. And the ball is loose, and the Rockets fall on it. It's a fumble recovery by the Rockets. It's a Eddyville Builder turnover with Scott Greer sponsoring it, and the Rockets are going to be in ship shape at the 40-yard line of the Trojans.
Wow. He tried to pick the ball up and make a run back on it, and he looked like he fumbled it, and then he got hit, and we had two guys down there recovered it. I'm not sure which one it was, but, hey, you've got to play the play until the end. If our two guys hadn't been down there to make a stop, still, we wouldn't have got the ball back.
They give it to Van Dorn on 1st down, and he is stacked up. But more importantly, the clock is grinding, and now it's going to be stopped by the Trojans. That's their last TO, the last Hawkeye Real Estate timeout for Wes Marshall. There is Robbie Davis. Give him a call at 660-4413, and the game is right there in the Rockets' hands. They lead 16-13 at the 220 mark, Coach Lane.
Yeah, right now we just need to make smart decisions, run two hands on the ball, and don't take any chances right here. We need to drive the ball down the field, hold it, and since they're out of timeouts, we're going to run a lot of clock off.
Absolutely. Play smart ball. Stay away from the infractions of the yellow hanky, and we will have a victory here in the district opener. They'll be able to run to 1-0 in district play and 1-2 overall. Trojans already out from their timeout. Rockets going to huddle up coming out of that timeout. Kopke up to the ball. Rest of the team comes up. Full house backfield. Adams makes some jump off sides, and that will get 5 easy yards. And you wonder when it was coming, Coach Lane. You knew it was, and it finally showed up right there.
Yeah, you got to go with that hard count or go on your second number here a few times here and see if we can get them drawn off.
All right, that's a big 5 yards. That'll make it second down and 3 for the Rockets here as the clock is at 2:20. Under center goes Ryan Adams, turns, gives to Van Dorn, tries to get up the field. He kept his feet a-moving. Austin Engel was the guard there and getting a hole. And he got at least 2 yards. Let's see how close the sticks are going to make it. Yeah, 3rd and 1. So that drawing them off sides was a big play for the Rockets.
No, that was just huge. I mean, gave us next to 5 free yards right there. And, that makes it a lot easier to get 3rd and 1, even 4th and 1 if we go for it.
They can seal the deal here. Snap, give, Van Dorn. Yes.
I think you got it.
Avell Eisen chiropractic first down. And that unofficially is their 6th first down of the second half. And that should do the trick there, as the Rockets are within 1:43 on the clock. Always something that you like to say, victory formation. Now, smart ball, 16-13 win is at their hands. Rockets come up the line of scrimmage. Full house backfield. Adams takes the snap, turns and gives. Right side, Van Dorn stays on his feet a little longer than you'd like, but he gets all the way to the 25, inside the 25-yard line.
Yeah.
Those legs just keep on turning.
Yeah, I think right now we'd just be smart to take a knee right here and not take a chance on a handoff.
All right, the clock is moving. We are at 1 minute and counting, and let's see if they do victory formation. Tight formation, Adams under center. Takes the snap, gives to Van Dorn. He gets hit in the backfield, and down he goes. And that will keep the clock running at 40 seconds now. And they haven't set the ball down yet. And there it is, 30. They'll have to snap it one more time. So in comes Andrew Wright with the play. Ryan Adams, the freshman, has done a masterful job of managing the game. And the defensive line has been spectacular tonight. There it is, snap. Van Dorn gets it. And he's busting loose. He's at the 5. Touchdown, Van Dorn! A 22-yard run out of nowhere in the 4th quarter. And Trey Van Dorn is able to get on the board one more time. Oh, wow.
Well, I guess maybe we don't need to take any of that.
Unbelievable. Oh, my gosh. With 6 seconds on the clock, he is able to take it in, and that happened from nowhere. He came out of that bundle of people, and lo and behold, nobody could stop him. Wow.
Yeah, they had everybody up on the line of scrimmage on that play right there, and once you get by that first line, I mean, there was nobody back there.
All right, 2-point try coming up. Adams takes it. He bootlegs it to the right. He's got one man to beat. Will he do it? He does! Ryan Adams takes it in for the 2-point conversion. And the Rockets extend that lead 24-13.
That was a huge run right there by Trey on that touchdown run. Like I said, everybody was bottled up on the line of scrimmage, and once he broke through, there was nobody back there to stop him. And Trey's quick enough to outrun a lot of people.
Hey, that's a Blush Boutique touchdown, and that's touchdown number 4. And Angie Lobrick wants your business on Tuesday. You can go in there and get a heck of a deal on Rocket official gear. She's got jewelry, clothing, shoes, home decor. Personalize that shirt to support the Rockets with your number one fan or your kid's jersey. They got 4 touchdowns, and they're looking at a varsity win. That'll be a great thing for the Rockets for them tonight as they are able to put 24 points on the board, and please forgive me, that's just their third touchdown on the night. I get a little too excited for the Blush Boutique touchdown. That's only number three. But they got 24 points on the board and lead 24-13 here for a Fremont Country Store kick by Bracken Taylor. And everything's done except the academic. Let's see what happens. Bracken puts it on the ground. It's rolling. Trojans pick it up, run over here on the right side, and down he goes at the 40-yard line. And a second and 7/10 are on the clock for the Rockets there. Trey Moore gets banged up a little bit, and he's hobbling off. Looks like he got a hyperextended knee a little bit. Well, they're going to keep him on the field. Well, a huge, huge district victory for the Rockets here in the opener. You can't say enough about the defense.
No, the defense played spectacular tonight. I mean, they gave up that touchdown early in the second quarter, I believe. And, you know, after that, they only gave up another touchdown in the fourth. But their defensive line did a remarkable job tonight. They did an outstanding job of penetration. And a nice job of stopping them.
As the final play comes to an end, it's a completed pass over there. There is a penalty flag. Let's see what happens here. If it's against the defense, there'll be another play. And let's see. The man in the white hat is talking to the Trojans. So if it is unsportsmanlike, you hate to see that if you're Coach Bear.
Yeah, it might be a face mask.
All right, here comes the man in the white hat, and he's talking to another guy in the striped shirt. Here come personal fouls, face masking. Oh, against Wes Marshall. It's fine, and then that's the ball game for the Rockets. Excellent job, as that will be the final score, 24-13. The Rockets are victors here in a opening District 6 play, a huge victory for Coach Bear, as the Rockets spotted the Trojans 6-0, as the Trojans score with Petermeyer on an 8-yard catch to make it 6-0. The PAT was no good. And then the Rockets were able to get on the board in the second quarter at the 8:29 mark. Ryan Adams was able to pick off a pass and rumble about 45 yards for a score. The two-point conversion was good to make it 8-6. And that kind of put a little spring in the Rockets' step, as the offense had not been doing too hot up to that point, Coach Lane.
No, we really hadn't. We started off the game with our first two drives, had excellent, excellent field possession. Just couldn't do anything with the ball. I mean, they were keying on Treg all night, and we really couldn't do a whole lot that first half. But, you know, finally in that second half, we warmed down, and Treg was finally able to get some nice runs.
That was the halftime score, 8-6. And then that was also the score after the end of three quarters, 8-6. And then the Rockets scored in the fourth quarter. A 38-yard Treg Van Dorn run. The two-point conversion was good to make it 16-6. But the Trojans came right back, and they hit Ross Randall on a 12-yard pass on fourth down to make it 16-13 after they made that two-point conversion. And then the Rockets were able to take control. They recovered a punt,